SOP 286, just a quick look back at the podcasting year 2011.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005. I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson, thanking you so much for tuning in. If you've never listened to the show, this is where we talk about all things podcasting, from planning to promoting to producing to monetizing, everything you need to start a podcast. You can find it right over there at theschoolofpodcasting.com. Now, if you would like to contact me, it's really easy. Just email me, Dave at schoolofpodcasting.com. My preferred method of contact, though, is to call it in. It's toll-free. It's 888-563-3228. That is courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. And if you're across the pond and you have a Skype out number, that is still a free call. So what I thought I would do today is I'm just going to go back. I wanted to have another show here before we get out the year and just kind of look back at podcasting a little bit. What have we done? Are your numbers growing? Are you happy with it? I know one of the things I don't do that I want to change a little bit next year is I've been so focused on content this year that I really haven't done much in terms of finding out where my audience is and telling them about my podcast. In other words, I haven't really been doing as much promotion as I've done. I have done some things like I made podcast promo swap. That was something I made this year that basically failed miserably. Didn't have anybody sign up for that. And apparently, as much as I enjoy podcast promos, I don't think anybody else does. Or it's just something that was cool in 2006. And the next generation of podcasters just really wasn't in it. So, keep that in mind. And we'll take a little bit here and look back at some of the top episodes of this podcast. I'm kind of stumbling over my words here. I mentioned in the last episode that I have moved. My wife and I have moved into an apartment, and I'm actually right outside a highway. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to hit pause on this. I'm actually doing this right now in the living room because the bedroom is even closer to the street. But just so you can hear this, I'm going to give you a little sightseeing tour of my house. All right, so we're going to go, and because I'm on the corner of this apartment complex as we head out the door here and go down the steps. It's amazing. Because you always kind of obsess over your sound, right? But what you don't realize is it's really probably not as bad as you think, because I'm listening many times with headphones on. If you're in the car, you're not going to hear any of this, but this is what it sounds like outside my house. Yeah, and this is at 20 till 4 on Friday, and, it's just on a... It doesn't really slow down. I'm on one of the main throughways in Cleveland, Ohio here. And so there are always cars. We've got 4 lanes of traffic. And right on the other side of these 4 lanes of traffic is I-90, which has another 8 lanes of traffic. So I'm always going to have cars in the background. And that doesn't stop me from podcasting. I might get a noise gate, which basically I would say anything that's not as loud as my voice, take out when I'm not talking, so my silence would be more silent, but I'm not going to let it stop me from podcasting. So, there are people that are podcasting in their closet, things of that nature, and, you can do all sorts of things. In fact, not me. I'm so out of shape. I go up and down the steps, and I'm gasping for breath, but we'll go back in the apartment here. So as loud as I think that is, it's really not as loud. We have to be really, be very, very quiet. Can you hear the cars? I can, but it's really not, I'm sure there are a lot of people in the car going, I don't hear anything, Dave. So I will walk back here to my closet. And just for fun, move some clothes. And I'm using the R-05, and I'm in the closet now. And I still hear cars because I'm in the bedroom right next to the street. So, and the other thing is, there's no light in the closet. So I just say that because I've had people like, oh, I do this and that, and, you know, I have dogs in here. I have the dog beneath me that barks. It's not going to stop my passion for podcasting. So there you go. Little sightseeing tour. Man, am I out of shape. And let's get back to the program, shall we?
Hi, this is Dave Jackson, and at this time in my life, I'm actually taking classes to become a pastor. I've learned a lot about myself and God, and you know what else I learned? I hate religion. I love God, hate religion. Man has overcomplicated God's gift. Kind of like that internet guy that offers a free book, and then you go to get the free book, and you have to enter an email and a contact information and your mother's maiden name, and it just gets complicated. God's grace is a gift. It's not complicated. So I started a podcast, and in plain English, it's where we talk about your relationship with God, where I combine my three passions of God, teaching, and podcasting. I try to make it fun. Wait, God? Fun? Well, in the episode titled Jesus is Not a Nut Job, I compared Jesus' words on the cross to a Big Mac commercial. If you want to listen to it, check it out at feedingmyfaith.com, where we make God simple.
So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to go through and look back at a month and then pick what I think is my best headline and briefly talk about what that was. So if I look at what I talked about in January of 2011, I talked about people that were topping the charts from their basement. I talked about how time shifting is great. I talked about how podcasting was still making headlines. And there is a podcast called Kid Friday. And it is a podcast done by a father with his daughters who are aged 10 to 12. And even though they're doing this in their basement, they are basically topping the charts over networks like Nickelodeon and Disney and things of that nature. They are topping the charts. So if you think, you know, well, somebody else is already doing this podcast, or I can't be as good, content is king. And there was proof right there that that would help. And I actually, as I look at this post, I see where I also talked about cutting out background noise, and there was this Prime Acoustic Vox Guard. For the record, I've actually used one of those now. If I actually go in, what do those things go for now? They are not the cheapest little deal on the planet. And when I looked at it, that's not even there. They're not cheap, and I don't really think they do a huge amount of good. It's basically a big panel that surrounds your microphone. And depending on, I guess, on the sound, it may or may not really help you. Because when we did a couple weeks ago, I did the shootout between the Electro Voice RE320 and the Heil PR40, and I actually used one of those, and I really didn't see a huge difference with or without that little system. In February, we talked about spending your tax return on podcasting equipment. We talked about getting more subscribers. We talked about free podcast production music. You can go over to schoolofpodcasting.com/free music to learn more about that. We talked about cussing or not cussing. And in that one, I basically said, if you want advertisers, when you make your show adult-oriented, you are restricting your advertisers to basically adult-oriented products. And if that doesn't bother you, then by all means, that's an option. I'm just letting you know that if you cuss like a sailor, you're not going to be getting the Dixie Cup advertisement or things of that nature. When we talked about getting more podcast subscribers, one of the things we mentioned is the fact that you can use a plugin such as PrettyLink and make it go, like if you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/iTunes, it will take you right over to where you can subscribe in iTunes. And that's one way to do that. And that way you can say that in your podcast. You can put that on your business cards. And that, again, is called the PrettyLink plugin. You can search for that in WordPress and find it. In March, we were talking about taking live phone calls. And there are systems like Blog Talk Radio, which if you've listened to this program for any period of time, you know that's how I define bad audio quality. And I have been playing with that system. And yeah, there is Spreaker. If you go to Spreaker, that allows you not to take phone calls, along with Mixlr, that's Mixlr. If you want to broadcast live, those are two other systems that actually produce decent audio on your website. Now, Spreaker will put advertising in your show, but it is free, There's a free version for that. So if you're looking for that, again, it's Speaker with an R. So it's Spreaker. And you'll hear Dave Thackeray, the podcast guy. Love Dave. Great guy. And you'll hear his voice all over that. But I was saying, if you wanted to take phone calls, there's freeconferencecalling.com, and there's actually a interface where you can actually mute everybody. You'd have to have two computers to do this. And this, again, is where having a mixer is really handy, because you could plug your second computer into your mixer and then just unmute people, and they would be in that channel of your mixer. I also said the bad news of podcasting live is it leaves you open to people calling up and basically just trying to derail your show. And the key to that would be, again, having a set schedule, such as, you know, hey, every Wednesday at 7, we do this or that, so people would know to always go there to listen live. The advantage of podcasting live, I'm not a huge fan of it, is you get immediate feedback from your audience, where you don't get that with, podcasting, and you have the time shiftedness of that. You get your feedback, you know, a week later when people have, spoken to you about it. Another quick stat that we talked about in last year was there is a website called Ready, Set, Knit that gets 13,000 listeners per show, and it's a show about knitting. Nothing against knitting. Didn't think it was that popular, especially for people to listen to a podcast. But if you're thinking, I don't know if anybody would listen to my podcast, all I have to say to you is 13,000 people are listening to a show about knitting. In May, probably the most asked question that I get, why shouldn't I just host my media files on my website? I have Bluehost, I have HostGator, they have unlimited bandwidth. And I get this question a lot. And the answer is, it's not the bandwidth that's the problem. It's their hardware cannot keep up with all the requests. Now, the bad news is both Bluehost and HostGator will not give me a definite answer. It's not like, hey, when you get 1,500 people downloading your podcast each week, we've got to move you. It's not 1,000. It's not 80. It's not 12. They can't give me a number to say, you'll be fine until you hit this number. They will not give me a number. So you can do it, but I will say that eventually, the more popular you get, you will eventually have to move your media to a media host. So why not just go there in the first place? Now, in June, I talked about Stitcher Radio. This is a free place where you can list your podcast. And I believe if eventually you get super popular, they will potentially put advertising in your show. I have not gotten to that. I have had a total of 2,793 plays. People have listened to this podcast. The average listening time is 12.2 minutes. The average completion rate is 47%. The average completion rate for people that listen more than 15 seconds is 54%, which means people get to the end where I start plugging and tune out. But it's interesting. I can see that my last podcast from last week has been downloaded 37 times. Before that, it was 86, 98, 67, 57, 78, 56, 136, 78. So I'm getting anywhere between 60, 70, one down here at the bottom, 133. And it's free. I like Stitcher. I actually use it as my backup. If I run out of podcasts on my phone, I basically go in and I will fire up Stitcher, because there are programs that I don't listen to on a regular basis, like Keith and the Girl. They put out an hour a week, and I just can't keep up with that. But if I run out of podcasts, I will fire them up and start listening to Keith and the Girl and some of the other podcasts from back in the day that I used to listen to. If you want to sign up for Stitcher, go to Stitcher.com. When it asks you for a code, use the code DaveJ to unlock the software. And you actually earn a chance, if you just want to check it out and listen to podcasts on there. Again, use the code DaveJ when you sign up, and you will be entered to win a potential $1,000. They give that away every month. So check it out, Stitcher.com. Oh, I need to correct myself. If you go to Stitcher.com/DaveJ, you can actually download it and listen to the School of Podcasting. I say $1,000. Download Stitcher for a chance to win a $100 cash card. This works on iPods, works on smartphones, works on Blackberries, WebOS. So check it out, stitcher.com/DaveJ. In July, one of the most popular topics I did really of the year was how do I find time to podcast? And I basically said, rule number one, if you can tell me what Snooki's up to or what the Kardashians are up to or who Bret Michaels is dating or who won Dancing with the Stars, turn off the TV. If you're watching the third rerun of Seinfeld or Friends, turn off the TV. You'll be amazed at the information you're watching. Is it really benefiting your life? Because I'm here to tell you, here's why I love podcasting. I have more friends this year than I did last year. And some of these people I really like. Robert Chaz Chute, I just talked to him earlier today. All That Chaz. Funny guy, writer, and I was talking with him, and I helped him move his blog from WordPress.com to WordPress.org. And just a great guy, and I'm very glad that I know Robert Chaz Chute. Good guy. And I shouldn't name names because there are other people going, well, hey, you met me too. Scott is going to be on in the future talking about radio. I'm just thinking of the sons I met this month. But there are a ton of people. Nelson, I shouldn't have named names because I was like, you didn't mention me, Dave. You met me back last February. But I have more friends because of podcasting. And that's good because when I was growing up, I had a friend once, but I forgot to feed it and it died. And so now, you know, I don't have to worry about that. And so if you need to find time to podcasting, you know, turn off the TV. If you're going to watch TV, record it so you can fast forward through the commercials. Use things like Google Alerts to send information to you. And you can even have those alerts then convert it into an RSS feed. So you can put those into something like Google Reader. I use Notepad all the time, so I'm constantly copying, pasting things. Or anything you find something, start a blog post and just save it. You don't have to publish it, so it's already there in your show notes. And basically, keep things simple. It doesn't have to be super-duper hard. That's why I'm not a huge fan, again, of not recording live, because it does take a little more work up front. But you can find the time to podcast. And the other thing to think about, my life has changed numerous times this year, and where my podcasts were getting up around a half hour. Where am I at right now? I'm at 10 minutes. No, I'm at 15 minutes here. They're probably going to get shorter in 2012. We'll have to see. It depends. But you know, if all else fails, make your podcast shorter. There's no rule anywhere that says they have to be 20 minutes, that they have to be an hour. Some of my favorite podcasts in the past, there was one, it was called Fit Life Today. It was literally 3 minutes long. And it would just come on, Fit Life Today, here's the topic, bam, in, out, and done. It was an awesome little podcast, and I wish it hadn't podfaded. But there's no rule that says it has to be 20 minutes. The great thing about podcasting is you decide what the topic is. You decide how long it's going to be. And what I hate to hear is somebody that always has a 20-minute podcast, but they've got 14 minutes worth of material. So they start talking about, you know, their kid's soccer match or whatever. And I'm like, look, I'm here to talk about podcasting, or I'm here to talk about music. And you're talking about, you know, your mom's beef stew or whatever. No, if you have 16 minutes of content, then stick to 16 minutes. Don't stretch it out to 20 because you always do 20. There's no rule for that. In August, I discovered Hindenburg Journalist Software, which is around $100. I'm actually working with those guys probably in 2012. Might have a discount code for you, but the pro version that just came out, I think it's just out of beta, is going to integrate with Skype to where you can actually record Skype right directly into their software. And that's kind of interesting. I'll be looking for that in the future. And again, if you just go to Hindenburg Systems, HindenburgSystems.com, you can see that software. In September, I interviewed Ray Ortega, the one, the only. He went from picking produce to basically a full-time podcasting career. He's the man behind the Podcaster Studio and the man behind the new baby girl, which is why I don't think he's been producing as much as he usually does, but he's probably hugely sleep-deprived. Lucky dog, because babies are miracles, baby folks, and they're awesome. So I was very happy that Ray had a little baby girl this year. So that was one of my funnest, is that the word? Most fun interviews. When I talked about our USB devices that much quieter, probably the silliest episode from the year where I was basically comparing levels of hiss. Not my greatest moment of the year. If I had to pick one that I would go, eh, let's leave that one out, that would have been one of the episodes that I would have left around. In October, of course, we had PodCamp Cincinnati. You can hear my talk about the book, More Podcast Money, which you can find at morepodcastmoney.com. We talked about how your podcast domain name, you know, the whatever.com, the whatever.co.uk, that should match in with the name of your podcast. So that's good for Google juice. It makes it easy to remember, and it's just generally a good thing to do. Now, you can go to schoolofpodcasting.com/domain check. There's a little tool right there. It's a GoDaddy tool, and it will let you know if your domain name is available. Now, if it's not available, just add something like show or podcast to the end of it, and 9 times out of 10, that'll be available. And I use GoDaddy for their domains only. I do not use them for anything, and I mean anything else. They're going to try to sell you on everything when you go through that checkout process. Just use them for their domain name, and I'm not a huge fan of their commercials, but they are great for domain names. And then we also got introduced to Kevin Mulrine, who we always talk about niche podcasting. He does a podcast for the band Yes, about the band Yes, and we listened how that community, the people that like the band Yes, were waiting for something to kind of rally around. And so Kevin started that podcast and went over to, we always say, go to where your audience is and let them know about your podcast. So he went over to Yes, I think it was on their Facebook or on their Twitter, and the official kind of fan club of Yes jumped on board with his podcast, and it has been growing ever since. And it was great to meet Kevin. He actually was one of the guys that attended my free podcast boot camp, and was really glad to see him out there and getting going. Now, last month we talked about the 27 steps to get you into iTunes, and basically the key to that was, it sounds like a lot. And I always explain to people that if I have to explain to you how to start a podcast, it's going to sound complicated. But likewise, if I tell you how to tie your shoes, it's going to sound complicated. But in the same way that, in my case, my dad showed me how to tie my shoes and I had a coach, getting through podcasting, it's easy because I can just walk you through it. You can sign up for the School of Podcasting, and I've got step-by-step tutorials that'll walk you through the whole thing, or you can hire me for a one-on-one consulting. We talked about how much media hosting do you need, and there's it's a bit of math, but you can walk through that. And also keep in mind that people have now pointed out that, hey, if you're podcasting in mono, those numbers are going to be different. I might talk about that in the future. There's been some talk. Daniel Lewis over at the Audacity of Podcasting did a great episode on that. And so I don't want to like steal his thunder. I try not to talk about things that other people are listening to, but it is something probably at the School of Podcasting. I'll go into deeper into that on when you do things in mono, it makes your file size smaller. It obviously makes your podcast sound different. If you listen to Stitcher, all their things are in stereo as well. And that leads us up to basically what I've been talking about the past couple weeks, which is, you know, hey, I got a podcast. Now what do I do? I talked about behind the scenes at the School of Podcasting, which brings me to Gary Leland. Gary Leland, one of the hosts of Today in Podcasting. Not sure what's going to happen with that show. I haven't heard a lot about it. Need to talk to Rob and Gary and Paul and see if that's going to continue on now that Blog World has come and gone. Probably after the holidays, we'll kick that back into gear. But Gary does fastpitch.tv, and he said, Dave, I was listening to that episode about all the different tools you're using at the School of Podcasting, and I think you said you have a Skype in number, and that really confused me. And I said, really? And he says, yeah, I think so. So in the event I said I have a Skype in number, I don't. I use podcast voicemail. .com for my incoming phone calls. What I do have is a Skype out number, and that's for if I want to interview somebody and they don't have Skype, I can actually call their phone from my computer and call them that way. So if I did say I have a Skype in, I do not. I just have Skype out, and that's for calling people who don't have Skype. The other thing that when I talked to Gary on the phone, I had mentioned how Gary's looking to have his back catalog and sell, in some cases, not access to the whole thing, but hey, do you want to just see access to this particular episode? And he said that I had mentioned Magic Members in that episode, and I'd also mentioned Digital Access Pass. And he said, well, actually, Magic Members, if you go to schoolofpodcasting.com, I think I have it, it's just magicmembers.com/magicmembers. That'll take you right there. And that's an affiliate link, by the way. And it's actually cheaper than Digital Access Pass. And one of their features is you can have a pay for post. So if somebody wants to access that, they would actually just click and have access to that, which made Gary very happy. You can also see Gary doing his best to be funny. He's a great guy. Go over to crankycoach.com because he's way, way in, up to his ankles, up to his neck, really, in soft pitch fastball. You can find him again at fastpitch.com. So, Gary, it was great talking to you this week, and thanks for the heads up on, hey, Dave, did you say you have a Skype in number? I really do appreciate that. So that's just a quick look back. Want to thank you so much for tuning in. I really do appreciate it. And if you're ready to start podcasting, why not kick off the year with a new podcast? Because I kind of talked about this last week. If you take the amount of hours you're awake and divide that, take that and realize that the price of a school of podcasting for a month, you can come in and within a month consume all the content. And it's going to basically boil down to about 22 cents an hour. Is what you'll be paying, which is much, much less if you were to hire me personally. If you want to hire me personally, that's available out at the website as well. Just click on the consulting tab. But just at the end of this year, I hope you had a great holiday season. I hope you took time to reflect on what is important in your life. You know, around the holidays, we spend time with family, we spend time with friends, and I thank you for being my friend, for listening to me speak, for emailing me, for calling me. I deeply appreciate your input. Always have. And would love to know, what would you like to talk about next? What do you want to talk about next year in the School of Podcasting? Anything you want to hear? Any questions you have for me about anything? And also wanted to, I talked about Robert Chaz Chute. Find him at allthatchaz.com, and he said, I didn't realize you did so many podcasts, and I actually am up to about 9, of which I'm not sure those are all going to make it in 2011, because one of the problems about having multiple podcasts, we've said that it takes about 4 minutes to get all the information recorded, edit, and posted for a podcast, and my schedule is a little tight, but I actually do a podcast called Building a Better Dave. You can find that at betterdave.com. I do a podcast called Feeding My Faith, which is kind of my sharing my faith of Jesus Christ in that podcast. I do a podcast about Jillian Michaels called the Jillian Michaels Podcast. I do a podcast about me trying to lose weight and failing at logicalloss.com. I do a podcast for musicians called Marketing Musician at marketingmusician.com. I do a podcast about monetizing your podcast and about my book at morepodcastmoney.com. I do a podcast about the power of podcasting, kind of the why should I start a podcast podcast at powerofpodcasting.com. And I do a podcast about cool things that you can do with your website at weeklywebtools.com. So I normally don't promote my stuff that much. And Robert was saying, you probably should, because I didn't know any of those existed. So there you go. While we're at it, if you go to podcastingtoolbar.com, that's a tool I have that basically you install a toolbar. It's got links there to places to shop for equipment. It's got links. I need to update this because it has links to podcasting forums, and some of those, like Podcast Alley, have kind of gone away, things of that nature. But Podcasting Toolbar, we talked about Podcast Promo Swap. You know, if you're interested, check it out. There's that. There is also podcastclicks.com. Now, what this is a free podcast promotion site. It's free. Did I mention that it's free as in nothing? And what it is you basically, you have a little banner and you can design your own if you want, and you upload that to the system, and then you say, I want that banner to show in these categories. And then you say, now here are the categories that I will display on my particular website, and it gives you a piece of code. You put it on your website. And every time you show somebody else's banner on your website, your banner is shown on somebody else's website. So it's free podcast promotion. And if you figure it's you have to have a podcast. So the other websites that it's on are podcasters. So you're getting your website in front of other podcast listeners. So if you're interested in that, it's podcastclicks.com. And last but not least, oh, that's the one that's not on there, is the podcast review show. That is something that will be definitely kicking up in 2012. And it's at podcastreviewshow.com. It's a show that I finally have dragged my wife into podcasting with me. We just did the Raphael Dr. Love show. And so that'll be something we'll be doing in the future. If you want your podcast reviewed, you can go over and throw us a few shekels, and we will give you a unadulterated, honest, first-time kind of look at your podcast. So thank you so much for listening. Have a great year. Have a safe holiday the rest of the year. Enjoy it. And we will see you next year with more things, all things podcasting, because everything you need to start a podcast is at theschoolofpodcasting.com. Thanks so much. Class dismissed. God bless.